Greetings! Welcome to the Quiet Corner. In the midst of this world, I've etched out a space for us. On this episode, we have a reading of the Addis Ababa Declaration on Reparations. Check it out.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Moussier. As usual, always very convincing. Voila. This declaration was prepared by many people. It passed through many views, many reviews. Many people went over the text. But the great contribution was done by the experts of COPPA at the Conference d'Éthique et de Bioéthique, Pan-African Conference of Ethics and Bioethics. So their president has apologized, is not here with us, and other members, but we have some representatives around. So they worked hard to prepare it, but also other people contributed. And of course, we did take into consideration the deliberations of these 2 days. That is number one. Number two is that we would like to have a kind of steering committee which will follow up with what we have talked about already, as Ambassador Moussier said. We are going to present it to the AU, the regional economic communities. So for that matter, the co-organizers, but also we are inviting other people who are willing to join with us, so that do not just be the fashion, because the theme of the year is this, we do something and then we forget about it. So if you are willing to be part of the journey, especially as an organization with your expertise, you already have our email address, and then we are going to bring you on board. For the people who made very, all the interventions were very successful, very insightful. So we ask you to share with us the final draft or the final paper, so that we are going to present all the proceedings in the form of a book, so which can also benefit others. So having said that, I'm going to read the text, and just like with many declarations, some organization can sign them today, and others can join later, depending on the proceedings or the way your associations operate. But we don't want you to lose your job because they say, who told you to sign? So we want you to continue to be involved, to start working, and then to start keeping some money in your pockets. But you have the text, you get it by email. Yes. And then if you feel like joining, you can sign it at any time, but know that we are going to include you in the process as applying by the possible. Voilà. So thank you. The characters are small, but what matters is hearing. Faith comes through hearing. So I'm going to read the Addis Ababa Declaration. Addis Ababa Declaration by religious, interfaith, ethical, and scientific organizations on reparations. We, the delegates participating in a conference held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, from 27 to 28th of February 2025, under the theme, The Role of Faith Communities and Ethical Organizations in Advancing Justice for Africans and People of African Descent Through Reparations, along with representatives from religious organizations, scientific and ethical institutions, and cultural associations of African and international civil society, express our deep gratitude to His Excellency Mr. João Lourenço, President of the Republic of Angola and Chairperson of the African Union, AU, and to His Excellency Mr. Mahmoud Ali Yusuf, Chairperson of the African Union Commission, for their unwavering support to faith communities and ethical organizations in implementing Africa's Agenda 2063. Recognize with appreciation the decision of the African Union to dedicate the theme for the year 2025 to justice for Africans, people, and people of African descent through reparations. Note with deep satisfaction the work and recommendations from the 38th ordinary session of the Assembly of Head of States and Government of the African Union, which reflect a collective commitment to advancing restorative justice and healing for Africans and people of African descent. Recall that in November 2022, the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, ACHPR, adopted Resolution ACHPR/543/2022, reaffirming that accountability and redress for historical mass crimes, including slavery, the African slave trade, colonization, and racial segregation, are essential to combating persistent systemic racism and promoting the human rights of Africans and people of African descent. Recall also the conclusions and recommendations from the Accra International Conference of November 2023 on building a unified front to advance the cause of justice and the payment of reparations for Africans, and those from the Accra Summit on Reparations and Racial Healing held in August 2022, organized at the proposal of the government of Ghana. Support the call for a collective commitment to confront the historical injustices and severe crimes perpetrated against Africans and people of African descent through the slave trades, colonialism, and apartheid. We also commit to addressing the narratives and policies that foster Negrophobia and racial hatred in all contexts, and to tackling the inequalities that exist in the international economic and political systems. Emphasize our individual and collective recognition of the profound and lasting effects of slavery, colonialism, racial discrimination, and neocolonialism on Africans and people of African descent. We acknowledge how these injustices continue to inflict immense suffering, cultural disruption, economic exploitation, emotional trauma, and enduring discrimination on Africans and people of African descent through history. Affirm that the implementation of reparations is both a moral and legal imperative grounded in the principles of justice, human rights, and human dignity. The demand for reparations signifies a concrete step towards addressing historical wrongs and fostering healing among the peoples of Africa and those of African descent. Recognize the concept of ecological debt as a critical component of reparations, acknowledging the severe environmental degradation caused by colonial exploitation, industrial pollution, and resource extraction. We affirm that historical and ongoing environmental destruction, including deforestation, water contamination, soil depletion, and biodiversity loss, has disproportionately affected African communities, leading to food scarcity, health crisis, and climate vulnerability. Support the commitments made at the Accra Conference on Reparations and the recommendations directed to the member states of the African Union. These call for the establishment by the African Union Commission and the inauguration of a committee of experts on reparations in consultation with member states and AU organs, aiming to develop a unified African policy on reparations and implementation and implement an African program of actions on reparations in line with due process and consistent when considering the following proposals. Number one, to act as the primary reference point for the African Union on issues related to reparations and ethical healing. Number two, to solicit, cultivate, and promote knowledge on restorative justice within the African Union by developing and implementing reparations-related knowledge among various AU organs, member states, and the global African community. Three, to establish an official program for the African Union and its member states, along with other institutions, to commemorate historical events that necessitate strong actions for justice and reparations for Africans and individuals of African descent. Four, to liaise with and support the role of an African Union Special Envoy on reparations for Africa and the sixth region of the diaspora. Five, to undertake other tasks as assigned and determined by the African Union. Propose the formation of an ethical reference group in close coordination with the African Union Commission to assist the AU Committee of Experts and the AU Special Envoy by providing ethical guidance on the issues of reparations. This includes best practices of restorative justice based on an indigenous African traditions, sources, and spirituality. The ethical reference group will also offer thought leadership and counsel, drawing on global case studies to inform policy and advocate for the application of international standards in support of restorative justice. Resolve to center justice for Africans and people of African descent through reparations within the African Peace Initiative in pursuit of a civilizational truce aimed at transforming a world marked by conflict, war, and dysfunction into societies characterized by dialogue, reconciliation, and reparations. This aligns with the principles of Ubuntu and the teaching of the Golden Rule, which states, treat others the way you want to be treated, as well as the objectives of the AU's Agenda 2063, which seeks to advance the vision of the AU of integrated, prosperous, and peaceful Africa. Propose to the AU to consider a decade of reparations. Invite all religious, ethical, scientific, and cultural organizations, along with African citizens, particularly the youth and women, to embrace and promote the call for reparations. It is essential to prioritize the protection of human beings and respect and to respect the sanctity of human life, as this focus will help build the centers of shared interests. May peace prevail in Africa. Addis Ababa, 28th of February, 2025. So it is going to be published, it's going to be shared to all of you by email. And then, what is now left? As we said, we have the papers. If you want to sign, we are going to call up some organizations and some people. And then we sign here, take photos, and then that's it. So that you report it that you came and then do not waste time. Yes?
The other thing is, it's one thing to present to the African United States, our university. It's also equally important to bring in a simple language where ordinary people can understand it, own it, and be part of this process. With this in mind, we will have a proceeding of the 2 days event, the main highlights, along with the declaration, and to be translated in different language, so that African citizens and the diaspora need to know about this. Only after that awareness, they can claim their right.
Well said. And I'm really excited, because if anyone's listened to Who You Calling Black, that was my frustration, that there was no infrastructure. So now, here comes the infrastructure. And with that, we have the African Union ECO SOCC, ECOSOC. The African Union ECOSOC Secretariat invites the African diaspora worldwide to a special town hall session Saturday, March 15th, 2025. If you have any other questions about that or how to get in touch, just hit us up. Contact us at fourcornerstv.net. And I will definitely respond. If you do know the info, that's good, because it is out there for the public. Not trying to gatekeep nothing or hide nothing from y'all. Just sharing as we all are sitting in our little quiet corners. Until next time, when we meet at the crossroads. Peace.